Happy, happy, happy Monday. Man, we're talking about productivity today. Are you a productive person? Are you efficiently productive? Is that the case? I've seen you. You're productive, but you got to work till 4 a.m. to do it. We're going to talk about that today just a little bit to help you with your productivity. And you can write it down or you can do it. It's your choice. But I will encourage you to take some of these tactics today and put them into practical usage, maybe in about 9 minutes when we're done with the show, okay? It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com. Life begins when you move. That's the premise. Everybody understands that you can't sit on the couch and get the stuff you want. Eventually, you got to get up and go get it yourself, right? It's going to happen. And kind of across all parts of life, and it gets to be a challenge, and that's what we want to do. So the ultimate recipe for success is stand up, take a step, repeat, and just keep going until you get what you want. Now, if it's your first time stopping by today, and on Mondays, we always get a lot of new people coming by, and you're listening to this very simple program. We have like $3 words in this program. That's by design. If it's $10, I can't pronounce it and I don't have change for it. So I just keep it simple. And we use Scott logic, which is my common sense, and bring you the wisdom that I have in my life and make it very simple and very digestible. And somewhere, come here. I spent years learning communication technique like neuro-linguistic programming and conversational hypnosis and all the broadcast stuff and everything else that I've done. So you can count on the fact that I'm not going to hypnotize you today, but in some ways, this raspy voice I have might pull you in and entrench you into me, and I'm going to lodge something inside your brain that's going to change your life before this show's over. That's a promise. It might be real little. Probably will be. Not going to be huge. Some of you, it's going to be the biggest thing you've ever heard, but for most of you, it's going to be a little itty-bitty thing. Listen closely. I put it in here for you. You're going to find it. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder and the chief motivating officer, the dude here at motivationandmove.com. Yeah, my wife is the chief motivating chick. She's the chick here, and she named herself that, not me. And she is. She's a cool chick. I never thought when it was in the 70s that the word cool and chick would still be around. Of course, it works with my number one rule, be cool and be nice. Apply that rule to everybody in your life today, and life will be better for you. Okay, I got stuff to do. Let's get going here. Before I ask you if you've done your homework, I will remind you that you can join us for free. There's no charge. It's just cool people hanging out at my Facebook group. It's a private group. You can't find it, can't search for it. You got to know where it is. Here's how you find it. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and it'll find you. And there's like 3 questions. Answer the questions. They're cool. And some of you, by the way, I really want to say this. I've had so many cool answers, and it's so, thank you for taking the time just to give me a little bit of an idea where you are in your busy day and about why you're even considering hanging out with the knuckleheads over at dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It's really neat, and I think you're going to like it there, so come on over. Homework. Can I give you some insight on this? I was never good at homework. I'm really good at it now. I learned about 5 years after I got out of high school that I should have been better back then. I saw some old report cards the other day. I really mean it. I should have been. But I learned something. I learned that when I applied homework to myself, because I wasn't getting what I wanted in my life, and I said, my homework is I need to figure out how my life is going. So it came down to this after years and years and years of thinking about it and putting it in practice. It came down to me asking myself a simple question at least once a week on my planning day. How's my life going? An open-ended question that required me to answer. And typically the answer became very simple. It's going really well. I like it. Or it's not. I don't need to change it. That was it. So when I do that, when I open my homework and say, how's my life going? And say, really well or not? Then I can jump in deeper than that and figure out how to start making change. But I have news for you. It's automatic. It's cool. If you'll just do that. If you'll say, ask yourself, how's my life going? And accept those answers as they come into your world. I sound like Joel Osteen. Accept those answers. If you'll do this and it comes into your heart, I promise you. I love Joel. I promise what's going to happen is it's automatically going to move you in the direction you want to go. Now, this might be a little bit woo-woo for folks, and you're saying, Scott, get to the damn productivity. I will. Don't be in a hurry. We're going to be productively, we're going to be very efficient, so we don't need that much time, okay? I want you to think about how your life is going. That's what the show's about. If you don't have time to talk about how your life is going, you don't have time to be here. You don't. Put away the tactics and stuff. Start using your mindset. Oh, that was some tough love. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to lose a listener here or there. It's okay. I got a lot. So I think it's time to stop seeking more out of productivity, for sure. Why? It's too damn much work. It is. Are you kidding me? I see people out there just going. They're very productive, and they're working their butts off. I'm like, why? I don't want to do that. I want to be more efficient and effective. Tell me I'm not right. Some people argue, no, you got to work hard. Go. I don't want to do that. I want to just work smart, get the right stuff done, get the result I want and be done. I mean, it's a beautiful time of the year to be on Daytona Beach. I like the beach. Got my pickup truck down there, got my beach pass. Boom. 2 seconds, I'm in the water. That's more important than doing stuff. So a couple ideas that would help you. And this might be groundbreaking for some of you. Others are going to appreciate the reminder. Number one, that big old word that nobody likes to hear and very few people like to say. No. Say no as much as you possibly can. Now, you might find a nicer way around it to say it, but it's got to be a no. And if it needs to be a hard knock them down no, okay, say no. Say no to meetings if you can. Meetings are a waste of time. Almost all of them. You can do it. There's much more efficient ways to do that. I'll let you figure that out. Anything that you'd have to do that the no doesn't work, keep it short and sweet, keep it on track. But say no to almost everything. Here's a big promise to you. You ready for this? You might not believe it right now. You can say no to, I bet you, 80% of what comes your way, and it's not even going to matter. Try it. See what happens. Number two, delay paying attention to anything that is going to distract you. Nothing more than somebody else's to-do list. That's it. So if you're checking your email, you know the whole rules. A lot of people check their email twice a day. I actually check it more than that. I don't really care. It's over there. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't get my attention. I've trained myself just not to pay attention to it. I have my Slack channel open all the time. I don't pay attention to it. I just don't. I do what I need to do. So if you can't do that, if you haven't mastered, like my phone, I don't have to turn my phone off because I've learned this crazy skill of not paying attention to it. I don't have to answer it. I just leave it there. If you haven't learned those skills to be able to do that, then you need to really, really watch any incoming communication that's coming your way. And there's more than you think. Now, you think about this. If you're sitting at your desk in your office, or now a lot of folks working out of their home, if you're in your home and your kids are out there, your wife is on the phone talking to somebody and you're listening to her conversation, guess what? That's incoming communication. If somebody's walking down the hallway at your office and they're talking and you're just picking up words, even if they don't make any sense to you and you haven't even really listened to it, it's coming in your head. I know it's simple stuff, but it will distract you from what you want to be doing and being productive. You got to get in that deep work and stay in the game. Number three, daily interruptions are never going to go away. This is a real eye-opener for many of my clients I get with. One of the things that they ask me right away is, well, how do I control all the stuff I can't control? I'm like, duh, huh? How do I control what I can't control? You can't control it. So daily interruptions are like the sun rising and the sun setting. We don't know how the hell it happens. It does. It just works that way. And daily interruptions are the same way. It's going to happen. There is somebody right now across town is going about their day, and suddenly they're going to cross your path at some point, and they're going to have an idea. It's going to interrupt what you thought you were going to do today. And you're going to be like, man, I was doing so well till I got interrupted. They're going to happen. So my suggestion is this, is you plan for those daily interruptions. Now, how do you do that? Well, first off, if you just accept they're going to be here, they're probably going to begin to go away. And really, when you accept they're going to be here, you're not going to be stressed about them. It's going to be kind of cool. But when you plan for them, you can control them. And that's what I want you to be doing here. Now, how do you do that? One of the very simple ways to control these interruptions that are going to come your way is never schedule more than 50% of your day. This is old school advice. It works really, really well. Just don't schedule more than 50% of your day. It's going to give you time for everything that does pop up. So what does that mean? Well, in my day, I can do a lot of coaching calls. It can happen. I can get kind of busy, but I never schedule more than 4 hours of me potentially meeting with somebody or talking with somebody in a daily basis. Now, the truth be told, if you look at my actual schedule, you'll find it's about 2 hours a day and nothing on Monday and nothing on Friday. So it's not very much. I'm really picky about that. And what do I do with the rest of my day? When I just have no calls, or I have one or two calls or one or two meetings, what do I do? Answer, whatever the heck I want to. Usually get stuff done. So if you want to control those crazy interruptions of your day, there's some things you need to learn about that. But if you just will reduce your commitments in the course of the day, you're going to control most of them just by doing that. And one more thing, man, since people are being born every single day, and they're smarter than we are, every single one of them, you know that. And by the time they turn 18, they're so much smarter. And when they get in their mid-20s, forget it. They're just like, bam, they're great. Well, they get smarter when they get in their 30s and have kids. But for the most part, they are so smart and they believe they can do everything. And you know what, even more? They believe they can do it all at the same time. They can multitask because they're smarter than everybody else. Haven't quite figured out, though, that the mind can't multitask, even though you think you can. You're just fooling yourself. If you try to multitask and not finish one task before the next, you're just wasting time. You're not efficient at what you're doing. Not going to happen. So the fastest way to be more productive and more efficient at what you're doing and make your to-do list easier is to, frankly, make them as short as possible and to follow some of these guidelines I gave you during this very, very basic stuff. And I'll be very, very, very frank with you. A lot of folks, when I work with them directly, A good part of what I talk about is not the stuff that maybe you think you want, not the answer about exactly how to do something, although we give a lot of that. But usually it's what I just gave you right now. It's the in-between those things. Because you're smart. You know what to do. You know the steps to take. And if I give you the steps, you're going to take them. But it's the other stuff of life getting in the way between it that causes you not to get what you want. That's where I spend 95% of my time. And there's no joke. It's just crazy. What'd you talk about on that business call today, honey? Well, he's trying to make his wife like him better. Huh? What? You serious? Yeah. Kids won't talk to him. Worked on that today. What's that have to do with business? Everything. All right, have a great day. I got stuff to do. I'm feeling better bit by bit. I am going to triple the DayQuil gross dose because evidently I have a tolerance for it now. I'm kidding! Glad that stuff is gone. I'll see you tomorrow.